Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another very special Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. This is another bonus edition. Let me go ahead and bring in Rob Zarek. He's going to host the show with me. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah?
I got connected about 10 seconds ago.
Your quarantine world.
I got a movie today.
Ooh.
So that was cool.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about it. And I worked. And I rested.
I did so much laundry that I needed to order additional laundry stuff to be delivered. And I had just ordered it, so I've really outdone myself with laundry.
It sounds like it.
It's not that it was all dirty. I had to refresh it, you know, freshen it up a little. You watched, what was that?
1917.
How was it?
It was good.
Oh, well, that's good.
I actually enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah, it wasn't, it was actually better than I had heard from someone that it wasn't worth going to see. And
that's what I had heard, yeah.
Yeah.
You disagree with that?
I do disagree. I thought it was pretty good.
Hmm. Whoa. Well, that's good.
I mean, it wasn't like the most amazing storyline ever.
Mm-hmm. You're not like waiting to buy it. Like when it comes out, you're not like, oh my god, I need to have it like a special edition disc or something or whatever.
No.
Special
no,
digital
it
download.
Was,
okay. Not that.
I guess like the. Essentially, Saving Private Ryan, but one war previous.
Oh, okay. Right.
That would be the equivalent. Like, something you have to see because you want to see the fighting scenes and the actual cinematography, which I think is the very first time I've ever said I want to watch a movie for the cinematography.
Right.
But it's very, very Saving Private Ryan-ish.
Okay.
And I like Saving Private Ryan. So I've watched a couple movies over the past couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Probably none that you would watch.
I thought Saving Private Ryan was good, but it's not like one of those, like, I want to watch it more than one time. You know.
Let's see, I watched
even
though
you catch
Cinderella Man.
Of it, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cinderella Man. I watched that. You probably don't like that movie. That was about it. Those are the only two that I actually sat through. Then I watched a documentary called When It Was a Game. And that was home movies from the 1940s in Major League Baseball. And this guy, you probably heard of Ken Burns. He does documentaries. He's pretty popular.
Yeah.
And he's the one who got all the old footage from when, like, they had spring training, like, in the 30s and 40s, and he put them in digitally enhanced and then, put audio to them and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Okay. Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. Something that wouldn't interest you, but yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Right. Yeah, it might not necessarily be my jam, but, you know.
No.
Right now, I think that a lot of people have, like, watched everything that's probably out there, and they're looking for different things to entertain themselves due to, you know, being stuck at home and such. So.
I actually recommend that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, it's when it was a game.
When it was a game, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been catching up on all my Netflix, like, murderous type shows. So while I was doing laundry, I was watching. It kind of, yeah. I was watching How to Get Away with Murder. Have to say, I'm fully intrigued. It's a pretty good series. I'm into it. So I've been enjoying that while doing my laundry. You have to have something while you're doing laundry to be like your sanity between folding and hanging and switching loads and matching socks. I spent a large majority of my time today matching socks. I still don't have all the mates found, but hopefully by the time this is all said and done, every sock will have a match.
Well, maybe you can channel where your socks are.
Yeah, I don't know that that would be like the first thing that I'd be like, that's what I want to do. I mean, if I find them, I find them. There might be a few pair that I am particularly into, like I really like. But yeah, not all that concerned about them. You know, so would be a good mystery sock, though, because you know where the missing socks are. I think is a lot of people's people run into that a lot.
Well, I've seen the post on Facebook that people are going to start using those for toilet paper.
Yeah, well, there's always that. At least they're clean, you know.
Well, I don't know how we got there. But,
I don't know how we got here. There's no segue.
I don't know how to bring it back into Easter. There was no way.
Well, finding your Easter eggs is kind of like finding your socks with having two of them. At least in my house, it's kind of like.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I took it the next direction with the memes on Facebook and toilet paper. So, I couldn't bring it back.
Yeah.
Around.
Can't
so
go back.
We'll just say.
Mm-mm.
No. Well, and I think what's cool about our. We'll just change subjects by having Barry on tonight is that his work with the angels and Jesus and what a perfect time of year to have Barry on.
Definitely.
Right now. But we're like what, an hour and 20 minutes away from Easter Sunday. So it's like bringing in the new year. It's like something. It's to me, it's like tied in with Easter and Barry and the 12 o'clock. We have to like drop the Easter egg or something. There's got to be something we can do.
We'll have to come up with something.
Yeah, he'll have to tell us what he wants.
Yeah.
So I think let's get Barry on now.
All right.
Hi guys.
Hey,
how are
Barry.
You?
Hey, how are
good,
you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
To you too.
At 12 o'clock, we're going to have a countdown. We're going to drop the Easter egg. It's a new
Or we could or drop a sock, maybe, you know.
Something.
Yeah.
We'll drop something.
I got plenty to
no,
drop. Of the, well, not Easter eggs, though.
No, it's a dynamic time of the year. The spiritual energy is there, though. I mean, there's a lot going on out. Especially now that everybody can sit at home and think about what's taking place. So it's, I've got to admit, I'm getting a little tired of this at this point. So one of these days, I hope we can break loose again.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Hopefully we get to get together again before you move.
Well, we're thinking it might be somewhere around the middle of June at this point. But we're cleaning things up, and I believe we're finally going to get to go home here. That's what it looks like.
Wow.
Well, you know what? That's good. Congratulations on that. And I would hope to think that I'll be out there before June, but I don't know.
The way that picture of your leg looked, you might need a little help on it.
Yeah. I still want to call you for the healing session, but it's like right now I'll think I'm okay. Like, well, actually not think I'm okay, but like okay enough to like maybe make a phone call or check my email or something, and then next thing you know, like 10 minutes later, I'm like dying in pain and need to take a nap. So I'm still in the confused portion of my rehab. in surgery, you know, coming out of it. So it's only been a couple of days. But I think we'll have to do that Skype session and see if you can work your work something on it, because it needs something.
Well, it's very simple. I mean, it's a very simple prayer. That's when I got started, you know, the first time we ever had the really Holy Spirits come in, like Jesus or Mary, it's hard to really believe that that's taking place around you. So,
right.
I mean, they do this thing. They said, we're as proof that you're really speaking with us, we're going to give you the ability to heal others. And I said, yeah, right. I mean, that's was all my life when I worked. It's a long way working in stone quarries to healing people, needless to say. So he said, well, we're going to give you this ability. And in the beginning, he actually gives me the name of this person he wants me to go heal. And I was speaking at a convention out in Salt Lake. And the woman by that name is at the convention. I said, okay, well, maybe that's a coincidence. So anyway, I went up to her and I said, I understand. I said, this is going to seem really strange, but would you care if I said a prayer of healing for your heart condition? She goes, how'd you know I had a heart condition? Well, that makes it strange too. So anyway, I said the prayer for her. And she's still around, so I guess it's a victory. But there was another woman there, and I'm hearing in my head, try to heal her. And I can hear it, and she's talking about these terrible migraines that she gets. And she was having one at a convention that was going on. She was having trouble doing anything. She was sitting there. And I said, I walked over to her, and I said, do you mind if I say a prayer to try to heal your migraines for you? She said, no, go ahead. So anyway, I say the prayer of healing for her, and within an hour, her migraine was gone, and she hasn't had one in over 3 years.
Wow.
So it's when you realize that you really can do it, it's kind of like, holy crap. You know, it's and I'm always very clear when I do it. I'm just simply directing the healing powers of God through prayer. But, you know, I got no problem saying a prayer for you on the air if you are having a bunch of pain in that leg.
You know, my kneecap was in my thigh.
I saw the picture. You sent it to me.
Yeah, my tendon snapped and pulled. And they're like, well, I guess if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right, because there was nothing left attached. So, And it couldn't be like a stupider story of like what had happened. So there's no glory. It's not like an amazing story. So too bad. Hindsight on, you know, I jumped. I guess at the height I jumped from, I shouldn't have jumped. And next thing you know, there I was. So too bad you can't give. The power of hindsight ahead of time. That would be the better thing.
Yeah, really. Well, at least you found out you couldn't fly. You know, that's
could
one part of the education.
I couldn't land either, apparently. So that would be
Yeah, thing. Really. The landings are the hard part. I mean, everybody can be airborne, but it's the way you land that really counts.
It was the quickest way down, and I decided that I was going to go for it. And even when they came to get me in the ambulance, they're like, yeah, you jumped from there? I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, that was stupid. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, so it's universally, you know, stupid. It's not just, like, questionable. It's only 3.5-4 feet, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's called living and learning.
Yeah, you think, you know, by the time you reach your mid-40s or 40s, you would not have to learn like that, but hey, you know what? Like I said, hindsight.
Well, at least you didn't hit your head. Yeah, there's always a bright spot.
I would have been better off hitting my head, maybe. I don't think that. And if I would dislocated my head, I guess that would have been much more graphic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bouncing back. There's no bouncing back from that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. Would have been a much bigger brace, you know, like a halo. So let's be glad.
Yeah.
Let's leave the halos for the angels, okay? Not necessarily for you.
Well, I can tell you, angels are very amazing creatures. When I was writing my first book, I started taking pictures of them over there in the battlefield. And I got about six different pictures of angels. I have one where the angel is actually picking a soldier off the battlefield. Took it on a wheat field. And I really think that that's how the soldiers are assisted in moving on. Because, I mean, they've been there over 150 years now, so you think that's long enough. But I really think it's the angels that intervene and try to move them on over there. Now, I was, last year I was out on the battlefield and I was talking with one of the soldiers. And it was a Confederate. And I said, well, why don't you guys move on? You know, you've been here long enough. And he said, well, because those damn Yankees are still over there. We can't leave before they do. So there's like this 150-year standoff going on the battlefield where the one side won't leave until the other side does. Some wild stuff goes on out there.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Well, I'm not sure if I should tie up our radio show with getting a prayer from my leg now. But how long does it take?
That's real short.
I might be interested. Let's go for it, then. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's very, very simple.
If I post a video of me dancing tomorrow, we know.
Well, I don't think you may be dancing, but I think you might be able to be feeling a lot better.
Right.
No, it's very, very, very simple. No, here it is. It just goes, my father, would you please heal and bless Rob of his broken knee and relieve him of his pain. Please heal Rob in the name of God. And that's it. That's all it's doing. And that we have had some very interesting results. We've had a couple people with stage 4 cancer. They're still around. And one thing they always tell us is that if there's an event taking place, a sickness, it's part of a person's life plan. There's nothing you can do to heal them because that would interfere with their life plan. And a lot of when you come back, you choose a lot of what you're going to be doing. So not all prayers can be answered. Sometimes it's by taking the person's directed to a special doctor that takes care of them. And sometimes it's almost immediate. So you never know, but I do know that it works. And as I say, it's not me. It's just simply directing the healing energies of God, which are very, very real.
I don't know if my life plan was. So I jumped off a trampoline. And I'm not sure if that was part of my life plan or not. I would hate to think that was part of my life plan.
No, I think there's a chance that it might work on your leg. That's when you laid that life plan out, I don't think that trampoline was in your life.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so. I was just trying to fix it up for the kids that came apart in the winter, and I was fixing it up, and instead of crawling down, I decided just to take a jump. And it's maybe about three and a half, 4 feet off the ground. And just the elements were right. It was a little bit mushy, and I landed strictly on one foot. And next thing you know, you could hear it. It was really loud. My daughter was like, oh, my God, was that your leg? And I was like, I think that was my leg.
Okay.
And I looked down, and my kneecap was not where my kneecap should be. It was up in my thigh. I was like, that's definitely 911.
Good job. Well, we'll see if your knee doesn't feel better for you tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so. I've got a lot of ages to find.
No jumping while doing that.
I'll tell you one more story of healing, which was where they healed me, and it was the final proof of what was taking place. You know, I've had 5 years ago, I had a quad bypass. So last year, I was sitting watching my Utah Utes playing football, and I started getting a lot of the signs, pain in the arm, little chest pain. So I had to make a decision. It was, now, do I want to worry about having a heart attack, or do I want to watch the end of the football game? So obviously, I waited and watched the end of the football game. So when the football game's over, Connie was sound asleep because it's West Coast football, so it's so late. So it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I walked in. I said, Connie, I think we've got to have a little talk. I think maybe we need to get me down to the hospital because I could be having a heart attack. And so she drives me down to the hospital. We go in, and they admit me. And in the morning, they take me down for the stress test and the echo and everything that goes with it. And before I get back to the room, they've got me scheduled to go into surgery. So I asked the nurse, I said, well, would you show me what's going on here? I really wasn't expecting this. So she pulls the video on her computer. She says, now this is your heart. Here's the heart damage. It's apparent that this side of your heart's not getting oxygen. We need to get you in immediately, and we need to get some stents in and do some things so that your heart can get oxygen. So I'm waiting to go into the surgery, and I'm sitting there with my eyes closed, and all of a sudden, in my third eye, I can see this white object's approaching, and it's got wings, and all of a sudden it dawns on me that I'm seeing, in my mind's eye, I'm seeing an angel. And it comes up, and it looks at me and flies off. And I went, Connie was sitting there with me. I said, Connie, I think I just definitely saw an angel, and I'm really sure that we got nothing to worry about here. So anyway, let's get on with it. So they take me into the surgery, and they're doing the catheterization. And when you've had quad bypass, they go in through your groin with a little wire that they do. So I'm laying, all of a sudden, I wake up in the middle of and they're still doing their little trick down there with the surgery. And I'm awake. I'm looking over, and I can watch the probe going around and all this. I thought, well, this is kind of cool. I'll just lay here and watch this for a while. And I can hear him say, this isn't working. We need to go in through, we need to go in through his arm next to get into some other areas. And I think, well, I know this is going to hurt. So I told one of the nurses, I said, think you could get me some more painkiller. So, oh, yeah. So they're getting the fentanyl. Great stuff, man. So anyway, they knocked me back out. I come to at the end of the procedure, and I go, okay, guys, how many stents did you put in? And the surgeon says, none. We couldn't find anything wrong. I said, what do you mean you can't find anything wrong? I saw the damage and everything. They said, no, your heart's healthy. We really can't find any problem. They said, we looked, we did everything we could, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with your heart. So it's taking a little while to digest. So, I mean, the surgeon goes out, tells Connie, he's very perplexed. They don't know what happened. So they wheeled me back to recovery, and I'm laying there, and in my mind, I hear just as clear as can be these words. And it says, if I can have you heal others, I can heal you as well. When that angel flew up, it performed a miracle in my heart, and it was healed. And when they went in, there was no damage. So that was how they proved to me that just how strong the power of healing and the power of the miracle of God can be for you. So after that, there was absolutely no doubt in my mind that, we have that ability. God wants to heal you. You will be healed.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
That's an amazing story, and I'm really hoping it's working for my knee. And I believe.
You what?
I really hope it's working for my knee.
Well, your knee will soon feel better.
Yeah, it'll be okay. It's not. So I guess the biggest question is, did the Utes win?
Yes, well, of course, they were playing Stanford, and they were beating them, and I couldn't miss that.
No, that's a big rivalry
yeah.
game. And, I'm a I'm an Urban Meyer fan. I don't know if you like Urban Meyer or not. From when
Well, that was the big year when he was at Utah. That was spectacular. Winds up beating Alabama in the bowl game. No, that was great. That was good stuff.
Right.
No, they had a really good team last year. They did.
Yeah, they did. They were good under Meyer, and then I think for the past couple of years they've kind of been a top tier team. So hopefully this year they'll return to form if there is college football.
If there is. No, but they're rebuilding this year. They lost a lot of their top players. They had a couple opt out for the pros, and so it's a rebuilding year for them. But they had their chance last year. They just when they really needed to perform, they had trouble doing it. And that's a sign of a great team. So they're not quite a great team yet. But they were fun to watch last year. It's good to cheer for. And go ahead.
I was going to say, I have the advantage of being an Ohio State fan. And we never rebuild, we reload. So that's the saying around here. So it's just which next top tier prospect's coming from which state?
Oh yeah,
there's no
unbelievable. No.
And it started under Meyer.
Yes. Yeah. No, Meyer's a great guy. I just saw a little interview with him on TV a couple minutes ago. He's grown a beard. He looks entirely different.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah,
well, we should have had you heal.
That's your trivia for the night. Urban Meyer's had the
beard.
There
you go.
I'll have to look it up. I have a funny picture saved on my my Facebook. It's a picture of Urban Meyer holding up the national championship trophy, and then it's a picture of Jim Harbaugh completely out of shape with no shirt on catching a football in the same pose. So it's because I can't stand that team up north. So. Well, I could talk football all day, but I guess this isn't a football show. It's about Easter. So I guess talking about hating someone's not a really Easterly. But I dislike that team up north.
Yes, there are some definite rivalries around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Utah's a very fascinating team because it's such a small school for them to compete on the level that they do.
Well, and I find their recruiting – very interesting, and they recruit big out of Hawaii, don't they?
And a lot of the islands, they get a lot out of Hawaii.
Yeah,
and I mean they get these huge guys,
like the Samoans.
Huge Polynesian,
yeah,
out of Samoa, and they get these huge guys come back, and they also pick up a lot that come in off of the 2-year. Mormon thing where they have to go, they're high school stars, and then they go away and they grow for 2 years, and then they come back and they have 4 years of eligibility when they come off their missions. So, there's some guys that are really big on that team. No, they have very interesting recruiting, no doubt about it. And they have some big guys coming back this year off of mission. Unfortunately, everything came to a halt for spring ball. They were just getting interesting to see what was going on.
It was an interesting time here. Even with Ohio State, they lost their star running back, and then they just got another one from Oklahoma. It's really bizarre how they had that transfer portal now. That supposedly, you weren't allowed to transfer up until, 2 years ago, and then you have eligibility. And now it's almost like free agency.
Yeah.
Ohio State needed a running back, so they went and got one from Oklahoma. Like, you could never do that before. But it's strange that they have that transfer portal now where you can go and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, Utah lost a couple of players on the transfer portal this year, too. So it's good and bad. But anyway, we got to get over this virus thing.
Yeah, we do. And for those people who are listening, what's the best way if someone wants to, grab one of your books, if they want to, find out more about you, it's best to visit your website. Is that where you send everybody? Or I know you have a YouTube channel with, tons of great content.
Yeah,
so we start.
Well, we got over 100 videos up on the YouTube channel now. Friday night. Last night we just did an incredible session where we got messages from Mother Mary and Jesus himself about it. And we posted that up today, so it's available for people who want to watch. But it was just an unbelievable message. I mean, usually I'm not – we did it on Facebook Live in our Facebook group. And, I mean, I can speak the words and I can feel the energy and stuff, but last night the energy was unbelievable. And it was so overwhelming that we did the two messages lasted about 16 minutes. And I was so blown away, I forgot to click the video to stop it on the live video when it was over. So Connie and I are sitting there talking about it, and we were still live on the darn thing. And never darn, and she's sitting there, and she said, "You have tears coming down your face." And I said, "Yeah, the energy was unbelievable last night with this thing." And we're talking back and forth, and all of a sudden it dawns on me we're still live on this thing. So I finally did remember to click it off. But it's an incredible message. I mean, usually they don't get through to me like that, but last night was very, very special with what they said. And they talked about what was going on and hope and that things are going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But every time to hear Mother Mary discuss what it was like to be at the crucifixion, if you want to have an emotional event, hear her words when she described what she goes through as she's watching her son die on the cross. The message is, the stuff we do makes everything real. You know, people mm-hmm. say, "Well, you can't be doing this." Well, listen to the messages and hear what they have to say, and I think everybody realizes that it's not an accident. I mean, we're at a point now that we've got so many videos up. We have videos from historic figures. The week before Good Friday, we channeled with Pontius Pilate. And I asked him about 35 questions about what took place. And when you hear his side of it, it's really quite interesting, because he actually tried to save the life of Jesus. And it was mm-hmm. it was the Pharisees that had their mind made up that he had to die. But when, you know, he tells what his orders were to the soldiers, he tells us why they took him down off the cross so fast, because usually when they crucified a Christian, they just let the body rot on the cross. So we've got some really strong interviews up right now that are tailored around this Easter season. But I mean, where else can you go to talk to Pontius Pilate? We did one earlier on Constantine the Great. He told us about the Conference of Nicaea, what went into the selection of the Gospels, what he was looking for, you know, what it was like. Because he was the first Roman emperor to stop crucifying Christians. And his story is also amazing. And when you listen to all this, you understand just how all this works. Because you'll find all these guys are sent back with these life plans. And Pilate was actually sent back with a life plan to carry out the death of Jesus. I mean, it sounds really weird when you say it like that, but he is actually a very high level soul that you know, is sent back on missions to speak for God. But when you understand the intricacies of all the planning that went into the life of Jesus, you know, and my last book, I mean, here comes the plug. My last book is Spirits Speak, Channeling the Life of Jesus. And he tells us what takes place in those missing 28 years, because the Gospels do not cover it. And the reason is, he lives a relatively normal life for 28 years. He gets married, has children, and then at the age of 28, he begins his 3-year ministry. And most of the Gospels just focus, you have his birth, and then basically you skip to his ministry time. And a lot takes place in those years. And he told us the story. We have a chapter where we channeled with Mary, and she tells of the birth of his birth. And I mean, there's a lot of really interesting things with that. For instance, when he's born, you know, we're all used to seeing the scenes where you have the three wise men come up to the cradle and it's just like everybody magically shows up. Well, the wise men don't really show up until Jesus is like 3 months old. Because and when they show up, they have a party. There's like 50 of them because they're traveling with security and their guards. And royalty in those days would not travel by themselves. But they had to come from Persia. They meet with Herod to get permission to come through the area. And then they finally go to the baby Jesus. And it takes them like 3 months to do this. So Jesus is not exactly in the manger when they show up for this. And then Mary tells how amazed they are to see all this royalty, because Mary and Joseph are very simple, poor people. And she tells that they do bring these presents. They're giving them gold and frankincense and the myrrh that you read about in the Gospels. And then they also warn them that Herod is going to kill the baby. That they're supposed to go back and report to Herod. And then Gabriel comes to Mary and reinforces the information. And Mary and Joseph take their family and they flee and go to Egypt for safety. Well, the interesting part of the story is that they use the gifts, the gold and the frankincense, and they use that to raise the cash that they need to live in Egypt for that period of time. So the presence of the wise men is what really funds their trip to Egypt so that they can save the life of the baby Jesus. I mean, there's just all kinds of very interesting aspects that come into this. So it's an interesting book. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you can buy the book on my website. I have two websites that are fairly active. One is wordsofgodthenandnow.com. And the other one is spiritspredict.com. And the books are for sale on there. And if you buy them off the website, you get a signed copy for whatever that's worth. But that's where you go for them. And my YouTube channel is just simply in my name, Barry Strong. You go in, it's all free. You can watch any of the videos. And I mean, if you don't like to hear information from the Holy Spirit, we have channeling sessions with historic figures. We have a session with Jack Kennedy. He tells you in there who really kills him. We have sessions with all kinds of famous people. We have Winston Churchill, Thomas Jefferson. You can go in and hear how the Constitution was made. But these are the spirits telling you the stories in their own words, and it gives a. It's a really cool way to learn history. So we've got a little bit of everything for anybody on the YouTube channel.
So if we take a couple of callers tonight, they have the opportunity that they can channel maybe a past life. Can they make contact with an angel or somebody if they want? Or what do you usually do with the...
Depends what they're looking for. We can probably have them ask questions of an angel. We've done five of the archangels in our YouTube channel right now, and depends what they want to know. We could ask if they want to ask questions of angels. We can have one come in and answer questions for them. Angels are amazing energies. They can come in and speak to you. Tell you their story. My plan is I'm going to interview all the 15 main archangels, and I will probably do a book on the channeling sessions with them at some point in the future. But that's in the future. It's just another one of our projects we're working on. But yeah, we try anything you want to try. I can't guarantee anything. I mean, spirits have to be with. I mean, the heart. Believe me. For me, the hardest part of this is doing personal information, where they want their own family or something to come through, because those signals are much weaker. Where when I've got the the powerful spirits when they come in. I mean, I can just speak their words almost as fast as I'm having a normal conversation. But the personal stuff is actually the hardest for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's take our first caller. So we're going to take a caller with area code 559. So let's bring her on now and let's see what her request is.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Good evening. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Are you there? My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
So I just heard you say that you really don't, it's harder to bring family members or a loved pet in, those types of things. So with that being said, what can you share with me?
Sherry, did you have a grandmother pass recently?
No.
I'm seeing an older, gray-haired lady. She's saying that she is part of your family, and she's saying she is an aunt of yours. That she's been.
Are you
been,
getting
you know,
any
she's,
type of name at all, or?
I'm hearing the name Esther, but I don't know if that's a good name for it or not.
I have a very close aunt who we knew her as Toad, but her name was biblical, meaning her name was Naomi. But her name, we only knew her as Aunt Toad, like the frog, Toad.
Mm-hmm. That's unusual.
I was an adult before I knew she had a name different than Toad. So she was a beloved aunt. I was really hoping to connect with I know it sounds silly, I love my Aunt Toad dearly, but I was so hoping to connect with my dog who left me 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to focus on a human.
Well, and I have great guilt because I had to leave him. We had to let him go the week before we moved into our new home. And I had to leave him at the other home. We buried him there, and it was very hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he was my heart dog. I didn't even have to talk. He knew.
Hmm.
He didn't have to talk.
Well, animals are part of you have an animal soul family, just as you have a human soul family. Was he like a larger dog, like 20 pounds in that range, something?
You're going to laugh, but he was a Cocker Poodle Chihuahua.
Okay.
He was a purebred. He was purely bred from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
he was really Cocker size, around 20 pounds, I would say.
Around 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I can. I think we can get this done yet.
I'm getting very emotional.
Yes. No, we. Yes. Did you just pick up another animal just recently?
I have four.
But do you have a young animal that you just got recently?
I do, and he's the sweetest, kindest little guy.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what? That's your animal reincarnated.
You know, I honestly truly believe that. He's at the door right now. I'm in
mm-hmm.
our spare bedroom, and he is at the door trying his hardest to get in.
Guess what? That's why I was having trouble getting him, because he's come back to you already. So that is the animal that you lost.
Yeah, how he came to me was I was at the vet, and the gentleman sitting next to me, his dog was in with his wife, who had brought them in because she was she was bloating. And the wife came out, and her husband was just distraught. She said, "Honey, I hate to tell you this, but Princess is pregnant." You would have thought that was his 12-year-old daughter. He started crying. It's like, oh, my gosh, how did this happen? Just all these things. And he sat back down, and I said, "Sir," I said, "you don't know me, but if you need help finding homes for your puppies, here's my number. I can help you if you need help." He called me about 2 months later and said she had her puppies, only one survived, and you have to have him. So my husband...
Exactly.
So my husband, I told him, I texted him, I said, "Well, it's a boy," and he sent me back all these question marks. It's like, "Can you pick him up on the way home?" And he's like... I said, "Can you pick our new puppy up?" He never questioned me. I gave him the address, and he brought this little guy home, and he's the sweetest, kindest dog ever. He really is.
Well, now you know who it is.
Yeah, that makes sense. And
mm-hmm.
all of that.
That's why I was feeling. Mm-hmm.
Just disappeared, because that makes me happy to know that Raider's still with me and here with
me. No, the guides were telling me that to ask about your puppy, the newest one that you got, because that's the story. Your animals follow you. We have our black cat right now has been with my wife in two other lifetimes with her.
That makes me happy to know, and I'm sure your wife is
good.
Happy to know that too, because the love that you can have for an animal is truly amazing. The other question I have is, my dad passed 4 years ago, and it was emotional for me. I'm 60, so for me to be 58 years old and still have my parents, and then to lose my dad, who he and I were really close. And looking back now, the conversation that I had with the man in the vet, and I'm going to get emotional over this, was my dad always called me Princess. And I'm sure there's millions of other girls out there that their dad called them Princess. But that was this darn dog's name. Now that we're speaking, her name was Princess.
Mm-hmm.
That just, I don't know. That meant something to me right now.
Good.
Wow. I'm so thankful that I got to speak with you. isn't it amazing what clarity someone else can give you?
Well, not only that, but that is why you were told to call in tonight. See, these things are all set up. I always say there are no coincidences. There are people brought to us all the time that are looking for answers. Sometimes I can answer them, sometimes I can't. But they wanted you to know that is what you now have is the reincarnation of your soul baby, your animal soul baby. And that's the way it works.
Yeah, that makes me cherish my little guy even more, the one that's here now, although I love all my dogs. But there are those one or two that get in your heart, and Raider was my one so far. And this little guy, I always tell him he just wants to be right there. He doesn't, like, scratch at you. He just sits next to you. He's a pup, mind you, and he has done this forever. Just very patient, loving.
Well, he has with you. That's the point. He has. He's been with you through different lifetimes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They follow you through your multiple reincarnations. It's the same as they keep coming back. I'm going to tell you a quick story about our cat. We lost our cat, and his name was Bodacious. Called him Bodie. Lost him about 15 years ago now. So when we started realizing we could talk to animals, I talked to Bodie on the other side. And I said to him, I said, can you come back to us? And he said he knew we were in a small apartment at the time. And he said, oh, I don't want to come back till I have a proper home. So anyway, one night in a channeling session, he says, okay, I will return to you as a black kitten in 13 months, and I will find you. Within 1 week of he said, this little black kitten showed up and found us. And we have him, and right now she's 4 years old, and I'm doing this from our apartment. And actually, just while I was talking about your animal, Bodhi had jumped up on the back of the chair and was that I'm sitting in and was looking at us. So...
Well, my
he wanted me
in
to,
and yours is joining in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wanted me to tell her story too while we were at it. So,
yes.
The animals are
really
unbelievable.
They are, and some people I don't understand how people don't or see the joy that animals bring. There are some people who just don't see it. I don't get it. I really don't. You look into the eyes of these little creatures, and they look up at you, and some you know exactly what they're thinking and what they need.
Well, I'm going to tell you one other thing, Bodhi, one day. Now, we talked to them, and I've actually got 3 channeling sessions with our cats up on our YouTube channel. So you can go in, there's a playlist, Conversation with Cats, and you can actually hear us talk to our cats, and they talk, and they're talking back to us. But one day Bodhi was there, and I said something to her, and she ignored me. And I said, don't you hear me? And she actually looks at me, and I can hear in my mind, she says, I just want you to know that I understand every word you say, that I understand you, but I'm a cat, so sometimes I just ignore you. And that's what she told us.
Isn't that the truth?
But they understand every
right if they want love or food, you know.
But they understand every word. They absolutely understand every word you say to them.
Oh, I believe you. I do believe you. I know that.
Oh no. Believe me on that one.
Oh, I 100% believe you. You
know. Yeah. No, they
understand.
They understand.
They don't want to listen.
No, yes. I mean, through the years now, we've had Bodhi back 4 years, and we have a second cat came along. And as it turns out, that cat is the reincarnated dog of my daughters. So we have 2 cats. Both are members of our animal soul family. But they talk back and forth, and they're funny. They're just like little kids. They're brother and sister, and they act like brother and sisters. And no, it's really cool when you talk to them. Yeah, Bodhi had a upset stomach about a year ago, and I asked her what was going on, and then I wrote everything down that she told me, that she was nervous and all this. I took her to the vet, and he says, "Well, what's the matter with you know, what are her symptoms?" And I handed him the sheet of paper, and I said, "Here, this is exactly what's wrong with her." And we had all the symptoms
what
written out for him on paper.
What did he say to that?
Well, he
was
thought
he,
I was crazy.
Was he a listener? Because some doctors don't listen. It doesn't matter whether they're a vet or a medical doctor.
Well, he knew that I could talk to animals, so he accepted it and changed her food, and everything was fine.
That's so fun. I just love that. I really do love that. I do. I want you to know that my spirits have been lifted so much by this, to know that my little Raider guy has came back as my Cooper makes 100% sense to me. It really does. And I thank you for that.
Yeah, go on to my
do.
Website. It's called spiritspredict.com. But what you do is go to the page that says Bodhi is back. Okay,
Bodhi
click that.
Back.
And it tells the whole story of their reincarnation. And the miracle, they were born in Baltimore, which was 70 miles away from us. And the story of how she finds us will blow you away. Go and read that page. You'll love it.
Oh, my gosh. I will. I will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Not a problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. That's why I was having trouble with it.
That was interesting.
That was cool.
Yeah,
I was trying.
I've often wondered.
I couldn't get a clear fix on it because the animal was back and I was caught in between. But anyway, all's well that works well, I guess.
Yeah.
I think
that was really neat
to
witness.
Story too. I know I've heard you tell that story before, but I've never read on your website, so I'm going to go check it out too. I'll wait till after the interview because that makes more sense. But
it'll blow you away how she finds us. The whole story is really amazing.
Well, do you want to transition right into another caller?
Sure.
I was hoping you'd
I got both my cats sitting here beside me right now. We might be another animal calling. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Well, we have a 785 area code.
Yep. We'll bring them in live. Hello? All right.
Hi.
Hi. You're live.
Hi.
How can we help you?
This is crazy. I never in a million years thought that I would get on tonight. It just happened to pop up on my Facebook, and here we are.
Oh, life is good.
Yeah. I don't even honestly know what to ask. I'd like to ask about my mom, but I know you said you have a hard time picking up on things.
Well, sometimes. What's the question for?
Anything
like
that she wants to give me.
Let me repeat what I'm hearing. I'm so happy that you called tonight because I want you to know that I spend many hours watching over you and the family. I'm very sorry I had to leave when I did, but it is a wonderful place over here. But I want you to know that just because I'm no longer here with you, that I love you just as much as I did when I was with you. just know that I am around you a lot, and I tried to leave signs. Did you notice that I tried to come to you in your dreams the other night? I thought that would be the best way to let you know that I am still around. So this is that you've got to hear my message. Know that love is the same on both sides of the veil. And I am very proud of what you're doing. Okay?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's what I heard.
It's just crazy you brought up dreams, because the night she died, my sister called me and said that they were taking our mom to the hospital, and that her blood sugar had dropped. And I fell back asleep, and I had a dream that I was actually physically in the hospital room when my mom died. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many dreams with her, because we had just celebrated her birthday, and my husband was in the military, and we had gone back to his base, and we were only home for 2.5 days before she died. And I've had crazy dreams about my mom ever since.
And she's coming to, that's how she's coming to you.
It's just weird because I've had a lot of dreams in my life. Like, I had a dream that my sister was pregnant, and I told her, and she told me a couple weeks later that she had already known. But she asked what she was having, and I said a girl with a head of brown hair, and that's exactly what she had. And
well, you have psychic abilities. Your mother's saying, yeah, your mother is saying that you need to learn. Here's what she's saying. She's saying, if you would like to communicate with me, like we are talking tonight, all you need to do is work on your abilities. Try deep meditation, and I will come to you in that meditation. But those of us on this side know that you have the ability to speak to spirit. All you need to do is work upon it and accept that you have that ability.
Can okay? I ask you, like, one crazy question?
Oh, nothing's crazy in my life. Go ahead.
Can you ask her what my nickname was?
Oh. This is where I have troubles with sharp detail. Did it start with an N, maybe?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm having trouble with it.
Okay.
Sometimes I just can't read the hard details on it. I can speak words like I do. But no, the personal things are where I have my problems.
No, it's okay. I've just had it my whole life, and I just always kind of imagine that if I ever did get to talk to her again, it's the first thing she'd call me.
I don't know. I can't help you with it.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm hearing different names coming through my head, and it's just sometimes other spirits come when you ask for names. Other spirits are always around, and they're asking for recognition as well. And I start picking up different names. I was hearing Rosie and And like, I'm hearing Nikki, but I know that who that is. I'm sorry. I just can't pull that in for you. I'm hearing too much.
Okay. You've already given me so much.
Yeah, the dream thing was what she wanted you to know about.
Which makes more than enough sense in my life.
Good. At least I got something right.
Oh, you got a lot.
No, I don't make things up. I mean, if I'm not doing good, I admit it. You know, I don't want to ever try to mislead people in this. And it's very easy to do. So.
Well, I greatly appreciate
the dream thing was the most important thing that she wanted you to know that. And if you get into good meditation, she's going to be able to visit you on a much more easily.
Okay. That explains a lot for the last 10 years.
Well, at least I was a little bit of help for you.
Very much so. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, I was hoping she was going to tell us the nickname just so we were guessing behind the scenes.
Huh?
And,
yeah, I'm hearing Nikki, and I mean, something's going on there with Miss Nikki, and I'm not sure what it is.
It's all my spirit friends trying to say, hey, it's got to be.
I kept hearing Nikki, I'm going, I know it's not, you know, her nickname's not Nikki, but I know who they're talking about here. And,
right.
Yeah, you got some fans over there.
Oh, well, I'm a big fan of theirs. I always say that I like dead people more than I like living people, and some people think that that's mean or wrong, but it's just me speaking my truth. So,
Well, there's more over there under that category, you know, than you never imagined.
Right, and I'll be honest with you, in the last 2 months, I've had a lot of friends pass away. And it wasn't from Corona, it was just other things, but, you know, it seemed like a lot of people, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, we're cooped up in the house and, you know, we're, I guess, having more time to think about it, but it's been quite a few friends pass away very recently. So, you know, the loss is real, and the fact that we can't do funerals and things like that right now, you know, it's really extends the grief period, I think, somewhat, because once this is all, you know, said and done and over, they'll be having memorial celebrations, but that kind of is almost like going to a funeral again, you know.
Well,
you deal with the loss,
oh, yeah,
and you're kind of reopening that wound, you know. So yeah, I don't know, it's been a strange last few months, I think, for everybody, and I guess my spirit friends are just saying hey.
Was there, are you familiar with the spirit Ralph or Paul?
Paul.
But I'm hearing those names are coming through, and I don't.
Okay. That's a family member, yep.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You got it. Very well could be a Ralph that I knew from when I was in the medical field. I dealt with a largely geriatric patient population, and I had, you know, I had a lot of patients that we were friends, you know, we're buddies, you know, so
yeah.
I have a feeling I've got a maybe more than the average bear on the other side.
One of them is saying, you know, you were a wonderful help, and that you made their final days much, much, much brighter.
Aww.
And
makes my
they're
heart
saying
warm.
they're glad that they could come in and finally say hello to you again. But that you have a very bright light. and you were a light in the darkness of you. You helped light the way in what was a very dark journey towards the other, to the other side.
Oh, that's awesome. That means a lot. Thank you for that.
So there you go. Now,
I was
getting a lot of so many cross currents tonight that I'm having trouble sorting this stuff out. But there you go. Now I know what that one is about.
There you go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you think that has anything to do with the time of year thing, that it's 20 minutes to Easter Sunday, or?
No, I don't think the time of year. Sometimes it's just it's when we open these channels up. You just never, the spirits want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Once we open this channel up, they want to take advantage of it. Like that was why when you saw my paranormal room downstairs and at the store, we had to move out of there doing our channeling because we had so many spirits that would say hello. And then we'd come in and you hear Mike, and I go, Mike, are you here for one of the people? No, just passing through. I mean, they literally chased us out of that room because we couldn't focus on what we were trying to do.
Right.
No, they want to be heard. They want you to know they're there. They want everybody to understand that there is another side to this veil, and where the human side is but a blink in the eye of the soul history and the soul life on the other side. So there's a lot they want to say.
Definitely.
That's definitely interesting. It's always fun to have you on. yeah, I know you mentioned earlier that you've been doing a kind of like a marathon week of interviews, and you were gracious enough to come on. Do you want to take one more caller and see if we have one more caller ready, or do you want to just call in?
Yeah, we can try one more.
All right.
Yeah,
so
we can try one more
that we can bring on now.
Yeah. Nick, this is a 478. Yep, a 478 area code. I'm going to bring them in live.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, my name is Keisha, and whatever you pick up, whoever comes through is fine with me.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed your name when you said it.
Keisha.
Or did you say it?
Keisha.
What's your name?
Keisha.
Keisha.
Yeah.
Keisha, has your father recently passed, or?
My son actually told me what happened. Like 2 months ago, my uncle passed, and then like a month after, my father got real sick and ended up in the hospital. But I think he's okay.
Okay. It could be that uncle too. Yeah, it's your uncle. He's saying that he is trying to watch over your father, but that his health is very, very poor.
Yeah, it is.
Your uncle was saying that you might want to try to contact him.
Okay.
Let it go at that, but he's just saying that you might want to try to contact your father.
Okay.
You have a grandmother.
Yes, she always comes through. I just had a dream about her, like, last night, as a matter of fact. Yeah, she was all bright and happy.
She, See, she's laughing. She said she was with you last night in your dreams.
I know she was. The dream was so happy. It was crazy, but it was. I have fun in the dream.
Yeah, she's saying it's like old times when we were together.
Yeah, it was. I saw everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it was.
She's saying she's very thankful that you are sensitive enough that you can communicate like this. She's asking, she said she's left signs for you. Have you found any coins, pennies that are out of place?
No,
that
but you know how they say those are like the quarters and dimes are angels. So that's what I've been choking it up to. The angels are giving me some signs for the feathers, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, chalk it up to your grandmother.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, the angels, that's when my father's been going for 50 years, and he leaves pennies for us. When he wants to talk to us, he'll leave a penny on the kitchen table, for instance. I'll be sitting there, and Connie will come over, and she'll say, "Hey, your dad wants to talk to you." Okay, that means she's found a penny, and it usually means he wants to talk. So they're really good at leaving coins, and I'll never tell you how they do it. But yeah, it's not the angels leaving it; those are your members of your soul family doing it.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, but she came through loud and clear last night. I heard her.
Yeah, she's laughing. She says it was a great night.
It was.
Oh, she's saying, wait till you go to sleep tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I'd probably rather be just.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, you have a sensitivity. You ought to try meditation and talk to her through your meditations. Sounds like you won't have a problem with it.
Okay. Yeah, I've been running the frequencies off of YouTube, so. To kind of keep my frequencies up and stuff, but it clear me, you know, clear my aura out and kind of block out whatever, I don't know, bothers,
mm-hmm.
which I really can't put my finger on. But, I mean, it's obvious, but, you know, but, yeah, I don't know.
It's an amazing world. The more you can clear your aura, so to speak, the more you'll do. And the more that you do, the more you'll be amazed.
Yeah, I know.
So, anything else, or we good, or?
How about love? I mean, do you see anything in love? Did my grandmother say anything about love, or John? I was just thinking about John, but.
Oh, God.
I hate to see what's gonna happen. Yeah. Does she want me to go back to the house? I don't know, because it sounds like everything's going downhill. And I don't really want to go back, but what does she think about me going back?
She doesn't think it's a good idea.
Me neither. Okay.
If you're interested in getting some message and actually hearing God, we posted our YouTube channel. We just last night we channeled Mother Mary and Jesus for the Easter holiday message. But if you want to hear a wonderful message, go onto my YouTube channel. It's in my name, Barry Strome, and check those messages out. They're only 16 minutes, but it'll.
Very strong, feel, like muscle strong.
Strohm. No, as in S. Strome as in Strohm, Barry, and just put my name in and you will listen to the message. It'll blow you away. It's a wonderful, wonderful message you both gave us last night. It's one of hope. It's one of love. And I think it's going to answer some of your questions that you have about God. but you'll learn that he is very, very real and he can speak through us.
Okay, so you're Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Strom, S-T-R-A-H-M.
No, S-T-R-O-H-M is in Mary.
Uh-oh. You should be a consult with doctor. Barry Strom. Okay, got you.
Yeah, but just stick that in on YouTube and check out some of the messages. They will answer many of the questions that you're asking.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Got you. Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Uh-huh, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, that was interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I think what I find interesting is you mentioned about the coins left by loved
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have a funny story that one of her loved ones passed away. And I didn't even realize because we never would have talked about it. And it was a funny scenario. I was cleaning out my closet and all of my shoes had nickels in it. And I was like, mm-hmm. you know, I called Nick, you know, I'm like, this is really bizarre. But every one of my shoes had nickels in it. And she was like, that's insane because the loved one who had just passed, it said the sign that she was going to give me or give my mom. I forget pretty how it was.
It's for my mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had made that pact before she died. Yeah.
That she would leave nickels. And the same week that she died, I had found nickels in every one of my shoes in my closet. And I can 100% tell you I did not go and put nickels in my shoes prior to putting them on. And it wasn't just one pair. It was like six pairs. And then the funny thing is like not anytime something is happening, I wouldn't say negative, just in general, I'll find a nickel and I'll be like, hey, why did I find a nickel? And we make a joke about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've heard that before, and I believe it.
Well, when you wake up tomorrow morning, maybe you'll have a nickel in your cast on your leg.
That would
be a good sign.
If I find a nickel tomorrow, I mean, and it's been to the point where, like, there was one time, I can't remember what it was. We were having a disagreement, her and I, and I had gone to take a shower, and I came back out of the shower, and there was a nickel there. And I was like, there's no way there was a nickel beforehand. So it was like one of those, hey, I'm watching you.
Oh, yeah. it's absolutely real how they do it. I'm not going to tell you how. I don't know. But, no, my dad, when he wants to talk to us, he leaves a nickel or a penny. But he usually leaves it for Connie. Connie will find the penny in some weird place, and she'll tell me that he wants to talk. And I'll open up the channel, and there he is, wanting to talk.
Well, and that makes sense to me because if you look at the scenario here with the nickels, you know, she might be looking for the nickel just nonstop, you know, and so, you know, maybe you have to go through like a secondhand person to get that message through. And, you know, which I had never thought of until, you know, I started looking into the theory of it. And, you know, and you even mentioned it, how, it, you know, if you get a penny, it's from to your wife, not to you directly. So it seems like there's a lot of times it's indirectly given.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nope, it's, they work their messages through many. It's a wonderful world. Sometimes it's a crazy world. But once you learn to open up to it, it's almost unlimited what can happen for you.
Right.
Well, tomorrow I'm looking for a healed knee that's worth a nickel.
Well, so just go for a little bit. Just go for your pain to be a lot better. So we'll be good with that.
Yeah.
That's what. And
don't be
nickel.
Greedy now.
No.
Don't be
more
greedy.
Is the nickel.
Right.
There's not much you get for a nickel nowadays.
Yeah,
no,
they don't plan on spending it everywhere, you know. I don't think there's much you can buy for a nickel. Maybe like a Tootsie Roll or something.
Well, just happiness when you find one.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it's worth its weight in, you know, Nickel.
You guys keep building up. You're going to win silver dollars next, you know?
I know, right? $100
bills. Depends if the nickel, what is it, pre-1965? Anything pre-1965 nickel-wise, I guess that would be what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I think that was the magic year because there's a 64 and before is the has a high silver content.
Yeah, they changed back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coins are really interesting. That's I've got a big collection of ancient coins, all the biblical mm-hmm. coins that I have. So they're things of beauty. Coins went back. I have coins as early as Alexander the Great from 350 BC. But to watch how they struck them and what it's amazing. Those early cultures were amazing in what they did in many ways.
Oh, definitely.
And it's really cool to be able to go back and talk to them and ask them about it too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Very cool.
How does that work? Like if you have a coin or something and you want to talk to them, do you just try to reach them, or is it something that you get a message that they're trying to reach and give a message through you? Or is it a little bit of each?
Well, it's a little bit of each. Right now, you know, we've done probably 30 historic figures at this point. So I'll ask the question in my mind, you know, who do they want us to talk to next? And generally I'll get an answer. A name will come through. It might not be immediate, but within the next couple hours or so. Just like I knew they wanted me to do, they told me about Pilate. That's who they wanted me to do for Holy Week, because it fills in a lot of the gaps in the story of the crucifixion of Jesus. So something generally now they will tell me who they want to do next. The angels, I've been just kind of picking the angels I wanted to do. But when they want me to do an interview with a special spirit, they will tell me what they want. Just like when Jesus wants to speak, I will hear in my head that that he wants to speak live. And then I'll know to set it up and he's always there. And we've gotten pretty good at communicating. So if they want to get through, they will.
Right.
Do you have one lined up next? Or is that something you haven't thought about or haven't gotten that message yet?
No, we haven't. We've got another angel. We actually have one recorder that we're going to do that will be coming up very shortly that we're going to put up. I don't like to overload, so I don't want to do that many. And I try not to do more than one or two channelings up on the YouTube channel. Like the next one, we've already done a video with the Archangel Metatron. Mm-hmm. And that will probably post up Tuesday or Wednesday. So I have that one all finished. And I'm not sure who we'll do next at this point. We've been really pushing for things around the Holy Week stuff. But they will let me know. Now, we've done Uriel now, Metatron, Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, and Ariel. So it's not a bad list of angels that I've talked to.
No, not at all.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have any good plans for tomorrow, or are you just sitting at home? I guess that's what everyone's doing, huh?
Yeah. We have gone on nice days. We have been going for walks over Gettysburg. We walked about 2 miles today over there in the late afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we will probably go over. A nice day, we probably will stop by Farnsworth House for takeout some night, one of these days, see what happens there.
Yeah.
Or who?
Yeah.
See if I'm in. I know right now I was told my hours have been reduced even more so. So I know we're not open every day. So you'll have to send me a message. We'll just have to, you know, see if our paths are crossing, you know.
Well, just the next nice day that you see that you're working, just send me an email or a message, and we'll swing on by when we're over there.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Because I'm going to have to get out of the house, even if we're not necessarily open. I'm going to come up with a reason to go in, because there's only so much of these walls I can kind of take. And, you know, so, you know, I'll be the essential employee needed at work, right?
Oh, yeah.
For
no,
sure.
These walks we've been taking are instrumental. I mean, I don't see anybody. I mean, Connie's mother is, she's 95, and she's in senior living, and they're restricting them in the building to their room. They're not letting them out without a mask right now. I mean, and that's. I mean, we try to talk to her every day and do the best we can. All the family calls her. But it's really rough on the seniors. There's so much we can do, I guess, to try to help others at this time. But you know, if anybody out there knows someone in senior care, give them a call, because they're having a tough time of it.
Yeah, definitely.
No, at this time, what we're going through is a test. I mean, we can help others. We can, you know, deepen our own spirituality. We can read. We can learn. A ton of things we can do. I finished my another book that I was getting ready to send to the publisher. So you've done that. Getting the store ready to sell. We've been very busy. But we are trying to go out and walk every day that the weather's decent. And that's really important, is that fresh air.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So that's pretty much my story.
We definitely appreciate having you on for our our special this weekend, and I think it was really fitting, and I think, you know, you touched a few people, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who are listening that, you know, may not have called in, but it also got you know, received that message and, you know, feel better and stuff. So thank you for that. And we'll have to do it again soon.
Yeah. Well, the most important thing anybody can do is help others. And
that's right.
That's what we try to do. It's just, we only have so much time to do it, but I don't usually pass up an opportunity to try to help people. Sometimes I can't. I try to be honest. If I don't, you know, if I'm having troubles with reading something, I mean, bear in mind, I've never even worked with another psychic. I've had no training in this. This is just what I do. And it's so there's things I'm good at, things I'm bad at, and I'm the first to admit it. Of course, Connie would say you don't have to admit the things you're good at. So, but anyway, it's a wonderful life, and I thank you guys for having me back.
Yeah, thank you for coming on again and joining us.
And we will talk to you soon.
Okay, very good.
Take care. All right.
Good night, guys. God bless you both.
God bless you, too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well,
there you have it. That was really cool.
It is. We didn't do the egg countdown.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Throw your egg or whatever. Don't waste a real one, though. You know.
Damn it.
They're not easy to find necessarily everywhere.
A big egg, and then I guess I ruined it. So that's next year we have to remind me.
Okay. Maybe we won't be having a, you know, pandemic going on, and, you know, the times will be different. We can only hope for, you know.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't have an egg countdown.
This is true. This is true. And apparently, my son managed to scrounge up some of the plastic eggs from various Easters before that he
somehow hit, I guess, because we thought we got most of them, you know. And, no, so he wants to have an egg hunt tomorrow. So I guess I'll be hiding eggs all day for him to go look for, which, you know, that's fine. It'll get
find
him outside and away from his video games. Oh, he's even took some of the plastic eggs and literally disguised them with grass, like glued, like, you know, real grass, it looked like, to the, I think it is real grass, to the outside of it to further disguise it. And I'm like, you know, you're just making this harder on yourself, right, buddy? But, you know, he's got nothing but time and math, because evidently he has not done any of his math assignments, and that's been a struggle of the day. Because I got an email from the teacher, so he's, we thought we were all ahead of the game or at least caught up, and no. So that's been a harsh reality. So I know he's looking forward to being away from learning tomorrow and looking for eggs that he's cleverly disguised. So fun day.
Awesome.
Mhm. So I better get ready to go to bed, because I'm gonna have a lot of egg, you know, hiding tomorrow. I don't even know if, like, yeah, it's gonna be a long day, and a continuation of math homework.
Well, maybe
happy.
Use the eggs to count.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's doing far more advanced math than we can do with plastic eggs. So, yeah. Common Core and Advanced. It's very difficult. So. I don't know. That's my fun of my tomorrow. You know, basically family Easter plans across the board for me have been canceled. In fact, I got a text message. Easter is canceled. I was like, yikes. Okay. Well, so it'll be, yeah. It's canceled, apparently. That's what my son's grandmother said. Easter is canceled. I was like, oh, okay. So we won't even be gathering in a small group. It'll just be the regular group that's here. No extras for our fun-filled day of looking for eggs.
I don't know anyone who's, like, gathering for Easter.
Yeah, you know, some people probably still will, you know, and just hopefully everyone's healthy and they take the precautions that are necessary. And if you have enough distance to have, you know, your close, I guess, outside of your people who live in your house and, you know, everyone's healthy, social distancing. I mean, everybody can kind of sit in a different room or something. I don't know exactly how that would work, but just everyone be smart. So that way you have many more holidays with your family members. Because although, you know, what people like, you know, Barry and our mediums do and give the message, obviously the best message you can receive is from your loved ones when they're across the table from you. These are awesome too, but let's try to aim for having another happy, healthy holiday with them.
Well, we have
social
a show
distance.
Tomorrow. So we'll be back with a tomorrow night Easter show. And look for that promo early enough. And if you're interested in a reading, get a hold of the comment section early, because it's going to be filling up fast.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to take a nap before that, because I'm going to be all tuckered out from eggs. So I'm going to have to take a nap so I can have my, game fingers on, I guess, when I'm pulling collars, you know, moving the mouse.
I don't know if that's a you must be planning a lot of egg hiding, because I can't imagine being tired from hiding eggs. But
oh, trust me, my son will continue into the point where it will be, and it'll get obnoxious. Like, yeah, he wants to hide Easter eggs even when it's not Easter. So this is a big stressful holiday for me. Yeah.
We'll have to hear how it goes tomorrow. So I appreciate
you calling
in. Yeah,
I'll give you guys a full report. See if he's wandering around the yard. Yes.
Take a video of it.
Yeah, I'll do that. But everyone, remember to be safe and join us tomorrow night. And happy Easter.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a good night. Bye-bye.